with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Cold weather and lake effect snow continues while residents from the Ohio Valley to the Northeast dig out after the season's first big snow.
The National Weather Service forecasts more snow and gusty winds overnight over the Great Lakes, Central Appalachian Mountains, and upstate New York, tapering off until another low-pressure system arrives this weekend. In Ashtabula, Ohio, a roof collapse means students at Lakeside High School will have to switch to remote learning until after the holidays.
It's actually caving in.
Lisa Newsom is the area school superintendent.
You can see the roof is actually lifting from the top of the building.
Audio courtesy WEWS News 5. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNews.com, in the fourth day of deliberations, the jurors in Daniel Penny's New York fatal subway chokehold trial have told the judge they can't reach a unanimous verdict in the top charge of manslaughter. And the judge has given instruction urging them to make every possible effort to reach a verdict. Speaker Mike Johnson wooing his sharpest critics in the House GOP ahead of his official election for Speaker of the House floor, working to secure the strongest leadership mandate possible in a razor-thin majority.
In the latest development, Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, one of the leaders of an unsuccessful move to oust Johnson earlier this year, is no longer ruling out supporting Johnson for Speaker. The two chatted over the Thanksgiving break and have had conversations that appear to be having a positive effect on Massie. Massie cautioned that he is, quote, not to the support level yet, but his openness to voting for Johnson is a major development. The speaker's also secured the backing of his most vocal former critic, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Greene confirmed on Wednesday that she will vote for Johnson to be speaker in the January 3rd floor vote. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 125 points, the Nasdaq up 119. This is SRN News. An uproar over prayer in Oklahoma.
It all began at a recent Tulsa City Council meeting when a woman who described herself as a pagan priestess was invited to give the invocation and proceeded to evoke the mythological Greek goddess Medusa. A lot of city residents were upset by the prayer, calling it satanic, and Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt agrees with them. One critic says the prayer before the council meeting is supposed to be neutral, and this one was not. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to the latest data, anti-Semitism spiked in Australia in the year since Hamas launched its deadly attack on Israel. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry says there were more than 2,000 incidents since October 7, 2023, an increase of 400% over the previous year. Physical assaults on Jews in Australia went up 600%. In fact, anti-Semitism has surged around the world. This is SRN News. Stellantis recalling more than 300,000 Ram heavy-duty pickup trucks. A part defect could cause certain braking and other systems to fail.
The automaker says the hydraulic control unit on the trucks is prone to failure, which can cause the anti-lock brake, electronic stability control, and traction control systems not to work properly. Stellantis says regular braking systems are not affected by the defective part, and it's unaware of any related injuries. The trucks in question are all model years 2017 and 18 and include the Ram 2500, 3500, 4500, and 5500. Rich Thomason reporting.
The parents of a 14-year-old Missouri boy who fell to his death from an Orlando amusement park in 2022, they have won a $310 million verdict against the attraction's Austrian builder. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.